Broadcast sponsored by Mount Zion Bible Church of Pensacola, Florida. This is Pastor L.R. Shelton Jr. speaking. We sound the privilege to be able to come into your home again today with the Word of God which liveth and abideth forever. This weekly broadcast of the Word of Truth is dedicated to the teaching and preaching of the Word of God as it is to men as they are, for the sole purpose of the glorification of our triune God, the edification of God's people, and the salvation of lost souls. We give you an invitation to meet with us each week at this time to partake of God's Word together. In the name of our lovely Lord, whose we are and whom we serve. Welcome again to another Word of Truth broadcast. Our Bible reading will be found in 1 Peter chapter 2, beginning at verse 1. Wherefore lay aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisies and envies and all evil speaking. As newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the Word, that you may grow thereby. If so be it tasted that the Lord is gracious. To whom coming, as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and of precious. Ye also as living stones are built up a spiritual house, and holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Wherefore also it is contained in the Scripture, behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. Unto you therefore which believe, he is precious, but unto them which be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed, the same is made the head of the corner. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, we lift up our hearts unto thee at this hour, in praise and in thanksgiving, for thou art our living God, the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the one who hath sent unto us the blessed Son and the blessed Holy Spirit to be our eternal salvation. And we rejoice in that thou art the same yesterday, today, and forever, and that you change not, and that thou art living within us is our indwelling salvation. We do look to thee this morning. Thy word will go forth in power and in much assurance to our hearts. And Lord, that thou wilt get to thyself glory, we will see thy preciousness, thy adorableness, and thy loveliness, and thy glory as we speak upon thy preciousness. And that thy word, by the power of thy Spirit, will be made real to our hearts, and Christ will be lifted up in all of his glory, for it is in his precious name that we pray and ask. Amen.
The Holy Spirit came at Pentecost. He came in mighty fullness then. His witness to believers was the law, and multitudes were born again. The early Christians scattered over the world. Come, Holy Spirit, start
Thank you for your letters and gifts received this past week, for the encouragement and support of this Word of Truth broadcast. Dear friend, we would ask an interest in your prayer as we begin this new year. We request an interest in your prayer. We may labor in the power and demonstration of the Holy Spirit to preach the Word of God as it is to men as they are. Will you write us this next week, telling us that you're standing with us in this radio ministry of preaching the Word of God over the radio? We want you to write for your free book that we're going to give away this month. It's entitled Forgiveness of Sin, A Practical Exposition of Psalm 130 by the great old divine John Owen. Many Christians favor this volume of Owen above all others he has written because it focuses on God's forgiveness, the heart of the Christian faith. Here is a thorough and rich exposition of Psalm 130, one of the most treasured of the Psalms. The book opens with the author's own paraphrase of Psalm 130, a brief devotional classic in itself. And then 19 chapters and subtopics follow, which explore the depth of meaning in the Psalm of Forgiveness, comprising what is probably the best commentary ever written on this psalm. It's The Forgiveness of Sin by John Owen. You'll want a copy of this book for your pursuit. We'll be happy to mail it to you free and postpaid if you will write it. Ask for it by name, The Forgiveness of Sin. Our mailing address is Word of Truth, 2603 West Wright Street, Pensacola, Florida, 32505. And now for God's message. I've been led of the Holy Spirit to begin a new series of messages today on the Word of Truth, entitled The Preciousness of Christ Unto His People. It is a theme I love. It is a theme that excites my heart and draws me unto our living God. For I read in 1 Peter 2, 7, Unto you therefore which believe, he is precious. And why have we been laid upon, why has it been laid upon our heart to bring this series of messages? It is because the Lord Jesus Christ is precious to his people. And one of the definitions of precious or preciousness is great value. And he is of great value to his people. For they have found in him their all in all. Yes, the Lord Jesus Christ is to his people of great value. They hold him in high esteem. They count him to be greatly desired, far above rubies. For he is dear, very near and dear to them. Because he is their life, he is their hope, he is their joy, and he is their peace. And I'll go further. All that we hold dear is wrapped up in our Lord Jesus Christ because he has won our heart and loosed us from our sins and set us free to follow him daily in that living, loving fellowship of love that God has with his people who have been bought with the price of his own precious blood. So it is for this reason this series of messages has been laid upon my heart. We might expound the word of God to your soul and to mine, that we might understand the things that God has made for our peace. We desire that you listen, that God may speak to our hearts. You see, we agree with 1 Peter 1:19 that it is by his precious blood that we have been cleansed from all of our sins. We agree with 2 Peter 1:1 that his faith that he enables us to trust him with is precious. We agree with 2 Peter 1:4 that his promises which he has given his people are exceeding great and precious promises, and that they magnify and glorify our precious Lord. So we say again, unto us who have tasted that he is gracious, and we have come unto him, as 1 Peter 2:3 tells us, we find in him the one most precious to our souls, the one who is of great value. Not only great price and of great value, but he is of great desirability to our souls. We hold him in high esteem. We call him our beloved because he is dear unto us. He has won our hearts with his own precious love, and it washed us in his own precious blood. Now, there'll be four messages in this series. We desire, by the grace of God, to preach them in the power and demonstration of the Holy Spirit, and that our hearts will be blessed and drawn unto him by his almighty power. Where are we going to begin? I do not believe we could present these messages on the preciousness of Christ to his people without beginning at the beginning. And that is to take our hearts back into eternity where it all began, that is his preciousness, showing the altogether lovely one in all of his work as the mediator and substitute for his people. So let us begin there. If we go back to the beginning, we will find our precious Lord there in his original glory, the glory which he had with the Father before the world was. There our Lord Jesus Christ, the precious one, shared eternity with the Father as the all-perfect one. When there was none to admire, none to adore, no angel with golden heart, no seraphim to him his praise, no cherubim to cry, holy, 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 he was one with the Father, the eternal Son of God, the eternal Son of glory, there as John 1 tells us, in the bosom of the Father. You see, before all creatures were, he was one with the infinitely perfect, good, and glorious God. And dear friend, he was then all that he afterwards showed himself to be. For you see, creation and redemption did not change him. They only revealed what he was before, the precious, eternal Son of God. Truly, he was God of very God, as described in those words in John 1:1-3. Listen, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Same was in the beginning with God. For all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. Yes, the Lord Jesus Christ was the precious one of eternity, and in eternity he will be the one we shall praise, that ever he revealed himself at all to us poor sinful creatures and delivered our poor souls from going down to the pit. My dear friend, let me ask you, do you know Christ in his preciousness to the human soul and redemption? Have you ever stopped and meditated upon his eternal glory, one with the Father in eternity? I would say in the second place that our Lord Jesus Christ was precious and wonderful in his birth. We read in John 1:14, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Again, we read in Hebrews 2 that he was made a little more than the angels for the suffering of death, that he might bring many sons into glory. Dearly beloved, when we read those precious words in 1 Timothy 3:16, we should praise the Lord that he came down and that he took upon himself the form of sinful flesh and was made in the likeness of sinful flesh. He might take that body without sin and offer it to God as a sin offering for his people. 1 Timothy 3:16 reads, without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifested in the flesh, seen among men, testified on in the world, received up into glory. And for this reason was he manifested, that he might put away the sins of his people by the sacrifice of himself. Will you go with us to Luke 1:35? And let us take off our shoes, for we are on holy ground here. I never go here without my heart praising the Lord of glory for his condescension to become what I am, that I might by his grace become what he is, the solid righteousness of God. Listen, the Virgin Mary had asked the angel Gabriel, when he had come to announce to her that she was to be the mother of the Messiah, how shall this be, seeing I know not a man? The angel answered and said unto her, the Holy Spirit shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And this is the reason that he is precious to his people, because he is made a little lower than the angels and took upon himself the form of sinful flesh, the man that he might be made, might become sin for us who knew no sin. We might become the solid righteousness of God in him. He condescended. Oh, how precious he is then to his people in his birth and his redemptive work as our substitute. Again, I would declare that the Lord Jesus Christ is precious to his people in his life. Follow him through the four gospels and see him as he went about doing good. Hear the grace of God pouring forth from his lips as he spake to the sinner woman in Luke 7 and said, go in peace, thy sins are forgiven thee. Oh, how precious to my heart he was the day I heard those words spoken to my heart, and I could by his faith lay hold of him. When he said, I have blotted out as a thick cloud thy transgressions, and as a cloud thy sins, return unto me, for I have redeemed thee. Hear him say to the woman taken in adultery, as recorded in John 8, neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. How precious he was to that woman that day when she heard from the Master's lips that her sins were forgiven. Hear him say to the thief on the cross, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. Don't you know he was precious to that poor, repenting, believing sinner that day in his redemptive work? Hear him and count his words precious when he spake to the leper, be thou clean. To the blind, receive thy sight. To the deaf, hear. And to the dumb, speak. And also, when he spoke to Lazarus, and when he spoke to the son of the widow of Nain, and when he spoke to Jairus' daughter, he raised the dead and called them back to life. Don't you know that he was precious to their souls? See our Lord Jesus Christ as he wept over Jerusalem. Behold those tears as he cried over sinners. And see him as he shows compassion for his people, especially the family of Lazarus. Behold him as he eats and drinks with sinners and receives sinners, and know him to be precious to your heart, as he has done the same for you. Behold him as those legs and feet of mercy takes him to poor sinners. Behold those arms that reaches down to lift up poor sinners unto himself in his work of reconciliation. Behold those hands that blessed little children and touched the fevered brow and helped poor sinners. Surely he was precious in his life upon the earth as he went about doing good. I would say in the fourth place that he was precious and altogether lovely in his suffering from the hand of man. First he was betrayed by his friend Judas. Then it is recorded in the Gospels that he suffered much in the Garden of Gethsemane. He began to be sorrowful and very heavy. The Scriptures declare, as his soul was made an offering for sin. Then he cried, "My soul is exceeding sorrowful even unto death." And he began to be sore amazed as he cried over sin, our sin, as he looked into the cup of sin. Oh, hear the words. Being in a great agony, he prayed more earnestly. And as his sweat was, as it were, great drops of blood falling to the ground. Oh, how precious he is to his people to thus agonize in our place and become what we are, seeing that we in turn might become the righteousness of God in him. See how precious he was for his people as he stood before Caiaphas at the Sanhedrin court and opened not his mouth, because he was the sheep led to the slaughter for his people. See how they mocked him and smote him and blindfolded him and struck him on the face as he stood there in the place of his people. Oh, how precious and altogether lovely is our precious Lord in his sufferings from the hands of his Father. Acts 2:23 tells us him being delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God, ye have taken and by wicked hands have crucified and slain the Lord of glory. Isaiah 53:10 tells us that it pleased the Lord to bruise him in behalf of his people. Dear friend, think of it. Wave after wave of God's righteous judgment upon sin fell upon my blessed Savior because he was the scapegoat, the lamb, God's offering for sin, for me, and because he bore his people's sin upon him that dead tells it. I know he is precious when he would do all of this for me, even to be separated from God his Father, so that I would not have to be separated from him in that last day of judgment. Hear those precious words of agony. Let him grip your soul and under you fall down at his feet crying for mercy. Hear those words coming from the darkness of hell. My God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Me, the son of your bosom. Me, thine only beloved son. Me, thy co-equal. Why hast thou forsaken me? It was because God had made him sin for us who knew no sin. Therefore he must turn his back on sin even when he found it on his only son. Oh, hear and weep for joy, my dear friend. Hear and shout for joy. Hear and praise the name of the Lord, for he alone is precious. 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 To be forsaken of the Father, so that we who believe on him, trust him, cling to him, as poor repenting sinners, who find in him a shelter and a hiding place, would not be forsaken in the day of God's righteous wrath, the holy judgment that's coming upon the earth. And then repeat it again. The Lord Jesus Christ is indeed precious to his people, for he has taken their place and paid their sin debt before God in full. In the sixth place, I would say that our blessed Lord was precious in his resurrection. Behold, he is not here, he is risen. Come see the place where the Lord lay, said the angels to Mary Magdalene as she visited the empty tomb after his bodily resurrection. Yes, he is precious to his people in resurrection because this assures them that they too shall be raised from the dead and given new bodies like unto their precious Lord. This surely is our hope, my hope, the hope of all of God's people found in 1 John 3:2. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. We know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Seventh, I would also declare my blessed Lord to be precious and altogether lovely in his ascension back to glory, there to appear in the presence of God for us, Hebrews 9:24 is our representative. Yes, the scriptures declare that the God-man, the Son of Man, the resurrected Christ is now sitting in his human resurrected body at the right hand of the throne of God as our head, our representative. And he is so one with us, and we are so one with him, that as he is, so are we in the world. But not only that, he is also precious as my high priest, the high priest of his people, ever living to make intercession for us in the most holy place in heaven. Read the 17th chapter of John and hear how he prays for his people now as our advocate with the Father. Yes, we have one who can be touched with the feeling of our infirmity because he knows all about us, having passed through every change of our life. He is precious to his people, for he is a merciful and a faithful high priest in things pertaining unto God. In the ninth place, and yet the last, but yet the greatest of all, is that he shall be lovely and precious in the morning of the resurrection, when he shall come to revive me again, to receive and revive my body, and resurrect it from the grave, and to receive all his people unto himself. And we shall be with the Lord forever and forever, everyone that loves his appearing. We shall see the Father eternally in him. We shall look in his face, and in his human eye shall read the tender love of the Father, that love that is forever. We shall hear from his holy human lips plainly of the Father. And that day, he said, I shall no more speak to you in parables, but shall show you plainly of the Father. Yes, we shall look upon his scars, now healed, yet plain and open, on his hands and feet and side and brow, and shall read eternally there the hatred of God against sin. Yet we shall also read eternally there his love for us and for us that made him die in our place that we might become what he is. I say it again. Unto those who have believed, he is precious. And I ask you the question, dear friend, do you know him? Is he precious to you? Is he of great price, of great value? Is he of great desirability? Is he held in high esteem by you? Is he the dear one to you? Then I ask another question. If heaven is to be spent adoring Christ and seeing in him the Father, what will you do who have never seen his glory and find in him nothing for your soul down here? My friend, is your soul nothing? Unto us who know him, he is precious. Is he precious to you? You want a copy of these messages? You're going to put them in print soon as possible. They're yours free and postpaid if you will write. Also, the book we're giving away this month entitled The Forgiveness of Sin, a practical exposition of Psalm 130 is yours free if you will write. Our address is Word of Truth, 2603 West Wright Street, Pensacola, Florida, 32505. Happy that you've been with us. Until this time next week, goodbye, and may God bless you.